Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guests today on Let's Talk Pella are members of Pella Regional's nursing staff, Yvonne O'Brien, Chief Nursing Officer, Pam Boat, and Cindy Starratt, both nursing supervisors.
First of all, I'd like to thank all of you for joining me today. It's National Nurses Appreciation Week, and so I'd like to get started off by just a few of your comments. Cindy, we'll start with you. Why did you get into nursing?
Well, my mother had asked me to go to school with her, and I was a little hesitant, but we decided to do it. I've always liked taking care of people or helping people, giving rather than receiving, and that's probably the best way to do it.
Sure. And how long have you been nursing now?
19 years.
And enjoy every day of it?
I love it.
Every day?
Every day.
That's very impressive. Mm-hmm. And Yvonne, you're the Chief Nursing Officer here at Pella Regional, mm-hmm. and how do you feel about a week like this to bring appreciation to and some awareness for the nursing staff here?
I think it's a great week to celebrate because these people do give and give every day. And it takes a special kind of person to be a nurse. And I think that when you look at all of the combined years of expertise here, it's hundreds of years of expertise that we have to offer. One thing that we like to think about, too, is the longevity that we have here at Pella Regional. A lot of nurses who have been here 20-plus years and have given most of their nursing careers to people right here in their own community. And that is very impressive in itself.
And that was going to be my next topic or question. If you've been here 19 years, and I was going to say, is there a lot of turnover here? But obviously there's not.
Probably a turnover of less than 9%, mm-hmm. Probably around 7% approximately turnover in nursing here at Pella Regional, and which is quite low.
And what is something that, as you come in day after day, what's the thing that you look forward to?
The different patients that we meet and take care of and help and working with staff.
Do you find yourself, as you take care of people, do you find yourself developing relationships with these people, like on sort of a personal level?
Sure you do. And we see some of them more than once, no. So you do develop a relationship.
Sure. If you could share some of those thoughts as well, Pam?
Nursing was not my first choice, I'll be honest. My mother really pushed me to do it. And at that time, nurses weren't getting college degrees. And so that wasn't my first choice, and I was really thinking of something else. I had an experience on a summer job working in a nursing home, and that's what changed my whole point of view. I fell in love with my patients, and I cried when they died, and they broke their hip or begged me to take them home. I just wanted to do that. And I guess that's what made me realize that who I was as a caring person and brought me to where that I knew I could, that I enjoyed people and I knew I loved working with people mm-hmm. and caring for people.
You know, obviously the relationship among nurses is very, very, it's a very close bond. What's it like to interact with the other nurses on staff every day? Is that a fun part?
It is. Mm-hmm. I think we all work together very well as a team, whether it's from one department to the next or interdepartment.
Okay.
We all have a common goal.
Which is help people and
That's
get them
right.
healthy. And
mm-hmm.
Very good. So looking ahead a little bit, we look at the industry of nursing and the industry of healthcare, and we know that there's a huge demand. Yvonne, from your perspective, what does sort of the future look like for this profession?
I think it's pretty challenging. I think right now we've been very fortunate with some changes in the economy that the shortage of nursing is not that severe at this point in time. But all predictions point to a serious shortage starting in around 2015 through 2020. And the shortage could be very difficult for us to manage. And so we're looking at ways that we can prepare for the future here at Pella Regional, ways that we can engage our staff, and ways that we can affiliate ourselves with other schools of nursing, providing internships, and setting ourselves apart as a center of excellence. We've recently done a lot of work and preparation in a Pathways to Excellence Award, which is a national accreditation through the American Nurses Credentialing Center. And that's one way that we can demonstrate that our nursing staff is very attuned to the needs of the patients, improved outcomes, and getting involved in projects to make this a better place to work.
I know there's also a very special program going on at Pella Regional right now involving Haiti. What can we hear about that?
I think this whole effort was born from the nursing department itself, and the nursing supervisors were very instrumental in getting this going. Traditionally, during Nurses Week, we honor our nurses, but we typically offer some small gifts to our staff, and we have some ceremonies and such. This year, they decided they wanted to look at a way that we could give back, and I think that with a lot of the mission trips that our nursing staff has done, they have established some special connections, and that's given us a new opportunity. And I'll let Pam and Cindy expound on that.
I've been to Haiti 4 times in the past, and so I've gotten to know what some of the conditions that are down there, and was really excited about the possibility of Pella Regional establishing a relationship in terms of supporting a nurse to attend school. So I'm just thrilled that this opportunity has come up and that all the nurses are so excited about doing this.
And what are some of your thoughts, Cindy, on why this
Well, I'm just honored to be a part of a group that has pulled together and united as one, and our goal is to help someone in a very poor country go to school to be a nurse and help their health care.
Sure. What were some of the things that went into planning this whole project?
Well, it's been a bonding experience for the supervisors, which has been a good thing. Yvonne, in her wisdom, pulled us together to do that. And we've all been brainstorming and thinking of the ways that we can contribute and make this happen. And, you know, we're all a little nervous about, are we going to make that goal and can we do this? But we're hopeful.
So very excited about this project. And how does it make you feel to know that you're involved with something that's going to help sort of internationally, people that you won't ever meet in your life, that you're still going to have a very important impact on their lives?
It's incredible. I mean, we could have offered to help someone locally, and that would be great too, but they really need better health care there, and I think this is an incredible way to help them. We're doing several fundraisers. We're doing the T-shirt sales, candy bar sales. We're going to bus tables at Pizza Ranch on May 19 and 26. And we're having a Purses for Nurses sale in August that will be open to the public.
That sounds like a really great project, and glad that you guys are so happy to be a part of it. And even in a week where you're supposed to kind of take a step back and just soak in the applause, you're still working hard to make sure everybody's
giving back.
Giving back, very good. All right, well, thank you so much for your time.